a production of South Dakota Public Broadcasting.
Call House Local Government to order. I'd like to welcome everybody here this morning. Welcome to those that are listening over the internet. Brief reminder, if you have a cell phone or one of them noisy iPads or computers in front of you, turn the sound down so they're not disruptive to the testimony or discussion. We do have a fine system up here, which I haven't had to use yet this year, but I kind of use my own way of finding people. I think we're getting tired of beef jerky. So we haven't had to use it yet, which is kind of depressing. I was hoping to get to use it this year. We've had very good attendance here, and people have followed the rules. This time, the secretary will call the roll.
Representatives Craig?
Here.
Hayek?
Here.
Heineman?
Here.
Heinert?
Here.
Latterell?
Here.
Nelson? Olson?
Here.
Potten?
Here.
Soli?
Here.
Tolson?
Here.
Tyler?
Here.
Rosum?
Here.
Browns?
Here. We do have a quorum. If you're going to testify this morning, we do have two bills up here. If you're going to testify, please sign in at the back. And if you have any literature to distribute, amendments, informational pages, use our pages. They're here for that reason. They'll distribute them to the committee. With that, I'd like the pages to come up, and they just started the first week of their term. Come on up and identify yourselves. Tell us where you're from, where you're headed after high school. Make sure the green button's on.
I'm Nicole Hamilton. I'm from Hitchcock, South Dakota, and I'll be attending SDSU to major in agriculture communications.
Thank you. Thank you.
Hello, I'm Madison Mead. I go to Roosevelt High School in Sioux Falls, South Dakota. I plan to either go to Augustana or Concordia College to study health administration and law.
Well, thank you. Very good. I didn't hear a Black Hill State in there anyplace, but one of these days we're going to have a page state that they're going to go to Black Hill State. We'll be very patient with that. We've all had a chance to read the minutes from our last meeting, I hope. Representative Tolson moves to approve the minutes. Is there a second? Representative Craig seconds. Any discussion on the minutes? Hearing none. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed, nay. Minutes are so approved. This morning, we're gonna take two bills, and I don't know how long my voice is going to hold out today. I had a very passionate speech on the floor yesterday trying to get my simple bill passed. And I know Representative Rosum is kind of feeling in the same boat after her passionate plea, my vice chair. So I think after the first bill today, we're going to have our third chair of the committee that I appointed this morning hear the second bill. With that, we're going to get started on the first bill. This is Senate Bill 91, to revise certain licensure definitions and provide certain regulatory powers to municipalities. This time the chair will ask for proponent testimony on Senate Bill 91. And good morning, Representative.
Good morning, Mr. Chair and members of the committee. Christine Erickson, District 11, out of Sioux Falls. Today we bring you Senate Bill 91. I will be brief with my comments and let the experts address it in more detail. But in a nutshell, what this bill does is currently a carrier, a passenger carrier, can apply for a license through the Department of, through the Department of Revenue to be able to serve alcohol on the carrier. What this bill does is it just says that unless it's restricted by local ordinance, meaning giving the local municipalities the right to choose what works for their community and maybe allow, there's these pedal drinking type things, and that would be considered in somewhere like this. We obviously wouldn't want somebody driving down Minnesota Avenue and being able to apply for a license as such. So what this does is it just allows the local municipalities to let this work in their favor for the safety of the community and allows them to make allows it to go in the right direction that they want for their municipality, since each city definitely is different and has their own needs. So I'd ask for your favorable consideration for this bill, and I will be around for questions if you have any. Thank you.
Thank you, Representative. Further proponents on Senate Bill 91? Good morning, Ms. Taylor.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman and members of the committee. Yvonne Taylor with the South Dakota Municipal League. A couple things to add to this. Probably most of us were maybe not aware that you could even get this license, but for $100, it's essentially an open container permit, and you can allow drinking in your vehicle if you are for hire and you have a conveyance, which is pretty much anything with wheels. Nobody has any problem with the big stuff, but we think that when you get down into a passenger-sized vehicle, maybe there is something that should be locally available to be able to say, well, that is not a good thing in this town, or law enforcement would have an issue with that if it's in a passenger type of vehicle. And then the issue of these pedal pubs came up, and they are not in South Dakota yet, but they are in a lot of places. And when that came up, I went, oh, well, there's probably some of our towns that would think that was great. And there's probably some of our towns that would say that is great downtown, but it is not great right next to the interstate or on our busy highways. So this, instead of getting into a state law that tries to put a bunch of definitions in, it just says that when you apply for one of these licenses, it is subject to a local ordinance if they would pass one. I believe that the Department of Revenue will, on that license, just note that so that people know that when they apply that it is subject to local ordinance, so you better go check and see what the rules are there. With that, it is just a matter of letting cities control the kind of things that can happen on their streets, especially when there's drinking in a vehicle involved. And we would appreciate your support for the bill, and I would stand by for questions.
Thank you, Ms. Taylor. Any other proponents on Senate Bill 91? Are there any other proponents? Seeing none, are there any opponents to Senate Bill 91? Are there any opponents? Seeing none, I will open it up to committee questions. Are there questions of the committee? Representative Soli, you have a question.
Thank you. Thank you, Mr. Chair, of either of the proponents. In case I get asked about this at a legislative coffee, could you explain what a pedal pub is?
Mr. Chairman, my best answer would be to Google it. I guess they have them in Minneapolis and in a lot of places where it's kind of a heavy tourist thing, and I think there are places in South Dakota that would think it was nifty. Apparently, I think...
How does it work? I guess I'm not... Thank you.
Representative Erickson, can you answer that question? You were very quick to jump up.
I have a friend that has been on these before. In Minneapolis...
Please identify yourself.
I'm sorry, Christine Erickson, District 11. In Minneapolis, the way it works is there's somebody in front basically steering that would be not able to drink. They have pedals underneath, and then it's like a bar countertop on top where they serve the beer or alcohol on these types of things. They drive around with these little pedal things and go as such. They're very common and very popular up in the cities, but they are restricted to just the downtown cities area up there.
If I could follow up on that one, would that be the same as, like, in Prairie City, they have somebody on a horse pulling a little cart behind, and the people in the cart would be served alcohol?
Mr. Chairman, the conveyance is people that haul passengers for a fee.
Representative Rosen, you have a question.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I do. Section 2 states any municipality may regulate the furnishing or consumption of alcoholic beverages aboard conveyances. Would that not already accomplish what you're trying to do by a local ordinance?
Mr. Chairman, I believe it would, but we wanted to have the section on the state license involved so that people would be given notice that it could be subject to a local ordinance.
Do you have a follow-up, Representative?
I do, but it's already there, so...
Mr. Section 2...
Ms. Taylor.
Mr. Chairman, Section 2 is completely new, and it just, that's kind of our Dillon's Rule thing again, just making absolutely clear that we can do it. But it is a new section. I'm sorry.
So Section 2 should be underlined as a new section?
Mr. Chairman, I believe it just shows up as a new section.
Does that answer questions?
It does. Thank you.
Ms. Taylor, I'm kind of curious. This bill had an interesting pass through the Senate. I saw it moved out of committee rather easily, got to the floor, got beat, was reconsidered, and then flew out of there after the reconsideration without an amendment. What happened there?
Mr. Chairman, I call it Senate behaving badly. Mr. Chairman, what actually happened was it got confused with an issue that had been in the newspaper recently of an business that was giving people a ride home after they would call from the bar and somebody would go pick them up and drive them home in their own vehicle, followed by another person from the same business. And it got confused with that, and people were afraid that this had something to do with that and that we were going to be, which is a good business, and we didn't want to be interfering with anyone's existing businesses. And so it got confused with that. We were able to straighten that back out and pass it handily out of the Senate.
Thank you. Further questions of the committee? Representative Tolson, question.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Probably has nothing to do, being we're talking about this stuff, a party bus. Now, can they, maybe you can't answer that, can they have open containers in the party buses?
Mr. Chairman, that is a good question, and this is exactly the license they use.
And if I may follow up, that also deals with limos. The limos that drive around after weddings, they all have champagne inside. It would deal with the same situation as a party bus. I think they focused some of their testimony on those bicycles built for two or whatever. Mm-hmm. But it also deals with the conveyances, which would be a bus or a limo or even a taxi if some city would want to. Am I correct?
Mr. Chairman, in fact, the taxi cabs were the concern. The small vehicles are the concern.
Okay, thank you. Further questions of the committee? Seeing none, I'm going to close public testimony and open it up to committee discussion and or action on Senate Bill 91.
Mr. Chair.
Representative Soli.
I move do pass.
Motion by Representative Soli do pass on Senate Bill 91, seconded by Representative Craig. Comments on that motion? Representative Soli.
It makes sense now that I see what it is.
Further comments?
I'm a little concerned that you could keep peddling, though. While you were drinking, I'm not sure how that all works, but I do it. Yeah, on the seat while pedaling. But it does make sense that we include these words in this portion. It should take care of this. And perhaps whatever any other creative ideas that might need to be regulated in our municipalities. Thank you.
Thank you, Representative Soli. Further comments on the motion? I just want to add that the discussion we heard, we also talked about some of the communities in the state that or in locations where it's allowed in certain districts, the local community can determine that with this language here as to it's only allowed in a certain part of town as opposed to, like we heard testimony by the interstate. So I think allowing local government to decide is the best form of government. So with that, the question is, do pass on Senate Bill 91. Those in favor will signify by saying aye. Those opposed, nay. Secretary will call the roll.
Representatives Craig.
Aye.
Hyatt.
Aye.
Heineman.
Aye.
Heinert.
Aye.
Latterell.
Aye.
Nelson.
Aye.
Olson.
Aye.
Otten.
Aye.
Soli.
Aye.
Tolson.
Aye.
Tyler.
Aye.
Rosen.
Aye.
Rosen.
Oh. Aye.
Browns?
Aye.
13 yay.
Having a unanimous vote, Senate Bill 91 will be forwarded to the floor. Do pass recommendation. We have a motion consent from Representative Hayak.
I object.
We have an objection. Therefore, Senate Bill 91 will be sent to the floor with a do pass recommendation and placed on the debate calendar. I am officially losing my voice right now, so I am going to pass the gavel to Representative Betty Olson. She is the one that's prepared for today's meeting. So, Representative Olson, would you like to chair the hearing on Senate Bill 100?
Thank you, Mr. Chair. We will now have action on Senate Bill 100 to provide for the filing of a filling of a vacancy if no person is elected to succeed an elected official in municipalities. And could we have the proponent testimony, please?
Good morning, Madam Chair, members of the
committee. Thank you for allowing me to come over and testify in front of this House committee. It's only the second time I've got to testify in front of a House committee, and I find the House people much more entertaining, lively, and energetic. And I'm going to go through my talking points, and I will rush back to my boring Commerce and Energy committee meeting afterwards. So thank you. Chuck Jones, State Senator, District 8, Flandreau. And Senate Bill 100, an act to provide for the filling of a vacancy if no person is elected to succeed an elected official in municipalities. You know, we live in a great country with great governments, from state government down to county and municipal governments. And, you know, from time to time, even though we have a great process and a lot of people have certainly sacrificed to make that happen, there's often times where I think we can improve those processes for people to hold office, and I think this bill does that. Section 1 puts in place a new law that states when a person is not placed in their city governing board seat by election, a vacancy is created. And that vacancy is filled by either a special election or an appointment. And the section is modeled on how school boards work. The remainder of the bill simply goes into the various allowed forms of government and makes their provisions consistent with the new section. Under current law, if an incumbent does not file a petition and no one else does either, that incumbent remains in their seat for an entire new term. Under the new provision, if no one files a petition for a seat, a vacancy is created, which can be filled by special election if the city has those provisions in place, or by the remaining governing board members appointing someone to fill the seat until the next municipal election. And with that, I would urge your favorable consideration of this bill, and I'll stand down. And if you have any further questions, I'll be standing by, and there's other proponents. Thank you.
Are there any further proponents? Further proponents?
Thank you, Madam Chairman, members of the committee. Yvonne Taylor with the South Dakota Municipal League. That was very well explained. The only thing that I would add to what was said was that a city decides whether to fill vacancies by appointment or election. They do that before a vacancy occurs. And so you cannot pick and choose which way a vacancy gets filled. You fill them one way or the other, and you choose that before the vacancy is created. And so other than that, we've asked for this bill to come forward. The people that are on the council, if they are filling by appointment, are free to appoint the incumbent, but that would be until the next election.
Are there any other proponents? Any other proponents? If not, are there any opponents? Any opponents? Well, I guess there's no need for rebuttal. Any questions for the Representative Lateral?
Thank you, Madam Chair. Question for Senator Jones. Senator Jones, I just wanted to thank you for coming over and testifying. I have also testified before your committee, so I know exactly what you're talking about in terms of boring committee over there. But my question is there a certain situation that you know of that this would apply to historically, where we just wanted to hear if there was any anecdotes regarding this bill?
Madam Chair, you know, I'm not 100% sure. Maybe Yvonne would be best to answer that. I'll defer to her.
Ms. Taylor, could you answer?
Thank you, Madam Chairman. Yvonne Taylor with the Municipal League. There is not a specific situation that's out there at the current moment, but in general, the feeling that is if you want to serve on the City Council, you should at least care enough to circulate a petition.
Representative Hayek.
Thank you. Ms. Taylor, can you explain how this will impact home rule chartered municipalities?
Mr. Chairman? Or Madam Chairman, I'm sorry. I'm afraid I cannot. I don't know. They follow the general rules of the state. They can't mess with election laws. But this is a Title IX thing, and so I suspect they may be able to have their own way of filling vacancies, and as long as it complies with state law on elections, I'm guessing, though.
And you are correct. They have to follow their charter, and their charter usually specifies how that will they will be handled. Thank you.
Further questions?
I knew the answer to that.
Representative Botten.
Thank you, Madam Chair. Question for Ms. Taylor. Just for clarity, you said that the individual would fulfill that position until the next election. So if that position is a two-year term and they stagger across the boards, it would come back up for election for that vacant spot in the one-year term, and then somebody would fill out the next year? Or does that individual carry out the 2 years that they were appointed to?
Madam Chairman, they would be appointed until the next annual election, where they would be either elected or appointed to fill the remainder of the term in order to keep your rotations in place. So they would, in a two-year situation, they would be appointed for 1 year. If they were elected, it would be for 1 year.
Thank you.
Any further questions? If not, we will close public testimony and we'll either open it to discussion and or action by the committee. Representative Botten.
Thank you, Madam Chair. Just I guess a little bit of a statement to Representative Latterell's question. I am currently in that position right now as a city council member in T. Our last election, nobody pulled a petition to run for my seat. I had intentions of not running again, so I did not pull a petition either. But since nobody filed, I was filled in for the 2 years. So it does happen here and there throughout the state. And I do support this bill, though.
Representative Rounds.
Thank you, Madam Chair. I would move do pass on Senate Bill 100.
Okay, Representative Rounds made the motion to pass and seconded by Representative Tolson. Any further discussion? Usually the one that makes the motion. Yes.
Thank you, Madam Chair, and I'm getting a little bit of voice back, but this is a situation that I think some communities may be facing, and I think it's just logical. It's good local control, and I'd ask for your support on this bill. Thank you.
Any further discussion? Okay, hearing none, the question is, do pass on Senate Bill 100, and those in favor say aye, those opposed say nay, and the secretary will call the roll.
Representatives Craig?
Aye.
Hayek?
Aye.
Heineman?
Aye.
Heinert? Aye. Latterell?
Aye.
Nelson?
Aye.
Olson?
Aye.
Otten? Soli?
Aye.
Tolson?
Aye.
Tyler?
Aye.
Rosam?
Aye.
Browns?
Aye.
Yay.
Secretary will report the vote.
Madam Chair, I'm looking at that.
13 yay, 0 nay.
It's now
no
consent.
Second. Do pass.
Okay, we are moving it to the floor. Do pass, and now did I hear a move to
Hayek.
Consent? Representative Hayek moves to send it on consent. Representative Nelson seconds that motion.
He objects.
Okay. So it will be moved to the floor for action placed on the calendar. Representative Rounds.
Thank you, Madam Chair. Real quick, I got a little bit of voice left, so I'm just going to try and do this. We've got right now two bills left, Senate Bill 75 and then Senate Bill 171, which was brought over. We don't know our final bill count till tomorrow. Today's crossover. We'll know tomorrow any additional legislation that will come over to our committee. But right now, for Thursday, we're going to have two bills up. That means, in the meantime, Thursday, we will have two bills up, and one of them will be that puppy dog bill and the other one is 171. If we don't have any other bills coming to this committee next week, I would like to have a committee meeting to discuss issues that we've faced either in this committee or other committees that maybe need some more research, more discussion during the interim or next year. But right now we've got two bills, and we'll be hearing those on Thursday. Thank you, Madam Chair.
We have a motion. Representative Rosen, adjourn.
I'm gonna supersede. We do have a class in the back room. Where are you, back of the room? Where are you from? So we have a class from Dupree High School and a class from White River High School. We'd like to welcome you folks here today. Hopefully it's been entertaining and educational for you to be here today. Appreciate it when our students come in and watch the People's House at work. Thank you, Madam Chair.
Now we have a motion to adjourn from Representative Rosen, and seconded by Representative Hayek. It's a voice vote, so all in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Those opposed?
Nay.
We are adjourned.